Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, and I will have a special guest here today on the show. Tracy has been on before, and according to all the hits on the page, you guys liked it when she was on, so she will be back here on Remasculate. I want to say right off the bat before the show starts, thank you to Dr. Cudarelli at Cudarelli Vision. I wish I had the number for you, but look him up at Cudarelli Vision, okay? And just Google. Dr. Cudarelli did LASIK on my eyes, and I just want to say thank you. So if you need it, look up Cudarelli. I just love to say the name Cudarelli. All right, let's get on with the show. It's Remasculate. It's been over a week for me. I was out in Greece doing the tour thing on the boat.
I hate you, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah, and we'll discuss in a few minutes, but yeah, you were out.
And the voice you hear on the other side of the mic and table and studio basement is Tracy Taylor. Tracy is back.
Yes, thank you for having me back, and I came back just to tell you how much I hate you because Greece is my destination vacation.
Really?
Namely, Santorini.
That's where I was.
It was on the last season of The Bachelorette with Dez. We all watched it. We all loved it. We all fell in love with it. And we all want to go there. And you went there and you took pictures.
Santorini. Ugh. Which is a Greek word meaning donkey poop. There's donkey poop everywhere in Santorini.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you have to take donkeys up the trail.
Okay. Well, I saw this beautiful picture. It wasn't one you posted, but
it's gorgeous.
It's white, and you go down the stairs that have the lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
So is there donkey poop by the...
No, there wasn't donkey poop there, okay. Right by that. But
okay.
But yes, it's one of the prettiest places that I've ever been in my life. I was telling Janet that when you first get there, because you land at you dock, whatever, not land,
okay.
Ship pulls in.
Right.
In the morning. So you wake up and you look out and it's like a snow-covered mountains. But it's really the houses on the cliffs.
Oh, because it's white.
Everything's white.
So it just looks like snow.
Yeah.
Okay, because the waters, isn't the water there green?
Just beautiful,
is
clear
green.
Green
and blue or mm-hmm. green?
It depends on the
which
depth.
Which side you're... Oh,
well, it could be the side. I don't know.
Because the depth?
When I was there, country singer James Otto texted me and went, oh, that's my favorite spot in the world. Honeymooned there. Love Santorini.
Santorini. I feel like if you don't do the eeny after it, it just doesn't give it the... Mm.
But everybody on the ship, and one of the jokes that I was doing on the shows was how it smelt funny. It just, especially if you walked and you... donkey poop everywhere. So we all kept going, Santorini. Don't go in that bathroom. It smells like Santorini.
So yeah. Anytime stinky now at Santorini.
Santorini.
Which is, that just is a bummer because I have such a beautiful picture in my mind.
It really is, though. I mean, the houses on the cliffs.
But I don't like stinky.
They have
so
hot tubs that hang over the edge of the mountain.
Those infinity, You know what? My next marriage, I'm going to honeymoon there.
On your next marriage?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
He's not listening.
I know he's not.
So, what's new in Tracy world?
Well, I am not going to be working at a Christian station in Colorado Springs.
I have to tell you, I'm not shocked by this news.
I'm not either.
When you told me they were interested in having you at a Christian station.
They were very interested in me, and I think that I could have gone a little further down the cut line, but it just didn't work out. I'm a little rocky road. They're a little vanilla that you buy that's next to the tofu.
Uh-huh.
That kind of vanilla. So I just,
spicy
I mean...
spicy vanilla.
Well, I mean, just very vanilla. So I'm very not vanilla, and so I think it just would be a better fit.
Yeah, I can't really see you...
Well, I could see me doing anything. I'm a professional. Well, you can do it.
On the air, you'd be very professional.
Sure,
you would be absolutely
of course we would.
But then they go, did you see her Facebook? Oh, my God. Did you see her?
Oh, no, I don't think they... I think they would have Faithbook.
Faithbook? OMG. That's hysterical that the Christians are going to open Faithbook.
Maybe they'd have Faithbook.
You know, that could be a million-dollar idea. Because what time? Let me timestamp
this. Why don't we do
it's
this?
It's October the 11th at 5:53. Faithbook.
Could happen. It's actually... is it? But it's $4.53. You're off.
Oh yeah. What would you? So what would you? What kind of? I gotta go shut that dog up.
We can get the dog.
What kind of stuff would you post on Facebook?
I would post a verse of the day. I would post a hymn of the day. I would post my appearances that I'd be doing. I would post all my concert and artist information, and I would have contests.
Would people still be allowed to discuss politics on Facebook?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, you could probably discuss whatever you wanted. I, of course, would moderate the page of my Facebook, and I might delete your comment because, you know.
It might be offensive.
It might. It's my Facebook.
As our friend Angie Austin, who does Christian radio, says that she has to delete people on her page every now and then because their vocabulary is too much for the page.
Right.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go grab that dog. Be right back. Well, I'm back with the dog, and you don't sound, I just heard you cough, you don't sound like who from, I sound like who?
Selma from The Simpsons.
Was that the sister of the
blue sister, hair? Yeah. One of the sisters. They smoked a lot of cigarettes.
I thought that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, Selma. With a name like Selma, it's got to be good. Could you imagine yelling that out, unless it was Selma Hayek?
Oh, Selma.
Give it to me, Selma.
Selma.
Suck it, Selma, suck it. I can't. No.
There are certain ones.
There's a bank of names that are absolutely gone. I met a guy in Vegas. Not that I would have considered it. We became good friends, for anyone who's listening who cares. But his name was Eugene. And he is in Thrillbilly Deluxe is the band that he's in.
Oh, I know
Thrillbilly Deluxe.
The band,
yeah. Okay. Eugene is his name. And Eugene had a big old crush on your friend over here. And I'd have to say, Eugene, you know, he had one of those big, long, ZZ Top kind of beards, you know, goatee things. It was kind of, you know, big, long goatee. And I had the biggest crush on me. And I said, I could never say Eugene.
Give it to me, Eugene.
Give it to me,
Eugene.
There would never be a day.
Oh, Eugene.
Oh, Eugene. That's amazing. Eugene. Oh, Eugene.
What about huge Gene?
No.
No?
And then I felt like a little name discriminatory right there.
What other guys' names wouldn't do it for
me? Like anything that would sound like a grandpa's name would probably be a Ralph or a Clyde or a...
Clyde would not do it for you.
Well, I mean, unless he had a lot of money.
Okay, yeah, I guess that
things could change.
So,
like, height changes because I don't care.
Guys,
how tall you are when you're standing on your stack of money, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So you could be 5'4", but if you're standing on, you know, $20 million,
would you?
You're a little taller.
When you were single, would you have dated guy shorter than you?
I have it once or twice. You know, I wear pretty big heels, so it kind of is annoying because I like to wear dresses and cute shoes and things. As long as they're not insecure about it, it's no big deal. But the second that you get that feeling from the dude, then you're like, just got the feeling.
Can't
now
you
you're
wear
weird.
The flats tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you? What do you always have to wear the heels?
I don't even think I've had anyone ever ask me that, but I just think I've gotten that, like, oh, I feel short kind of vibe. And I thought, well, that'll be our last time, you know, going out or whatever.
Well, I've heard guys say that they absolutely could not date a woman that was taller than them. That they just couldn't.
I think a lot that just look for the same size or shorter. But what happens when you're a really short guy? You know, like really short, like 5'2".
Right.
Remember, then you have to go on little couples.
Remember the guy we had doing a computer at KYGO? Stumpy? Were you there with Stumpy?
No.
Oh, he called himself, that was his name, Stumpy.
Wow.
He was a little short guy, and it was his nickname, Stumpy.
That's very...
And the first time somebody goes, well, go take it to Stumpy, the computer guy. What? I was like, what?
I'm sorry, what? Where do we work?
Some people are okay with nicknames like that.
Yeah, I think if they give themselves that nickname, that's okay. But when someone else gives you that nickname, that's not so
like
okay.
The big fat guy you call Tiny? You know, those kind
Big
of,
Sexy?
You remember Big
Sexy? Big Sexy, yeah. He's given himself that name, and... lives by it.
He's a big, beautiful boy. He's a BBB.
He is a big,
how come
big
you,
boy.
You never hear that. You never hear about BBBs. Big, beautiful boys.
You do in the gay community.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I thought that.
It's very big in the...
They're not bears?
They're bears. Those are the hairy ones. But there is big boys. Oh, yes. Haven't you been on Grindr lately?
No, hell no. No, not in any way, shape, or form.
No.
I just happened to...
You didn't just log off. I didn't see that. That was weird.
What is the Grindr is the one that's supposed to be like you find... That's where you find...
I think so. I think... And it's Grindr. It's not even spelled like correctly.
What is...
It's like...
And how do you know about it?
Oh, because I had a boss that was gay, or is gay,
uh-huh.
And I know about a lot of stuff. I'd be knowing.
That's because you're
you're
the queen of hot topics. You're the queen of
I am.
What's
and
going on in the world today.
Speaking of what's going on in the world today, I have got breaking news in front of me that I just flipped on TMZ. Because we're big fans of TMZ here on the Mudflap programs. All of them.
All the programs.
On your
actually, there's,
podcast, because yeah, Janet...
Well, how many we do here? Okay, yeah, there's three that gets done in the studio.
So,
Remasculate, Regal Sheets with Janet, and her Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Right.
So all the shows. And you're right. We all
reference TMZ, and we're going to again. Adrian Peterson from the Minnesota Vikings, the only jersey that I have, number 28. Sometimes I'll wear it around the husband if it's, you know...
Now, what got you on this jersey out of all the jerseys?
My husband's from Minnesota, so he... I had to pick a favorite player. My husband works at a strip club, and so he knows people that get those jerseys that fall off the truck.
Uh-huh.
So they're like legit, you know, NFL jerseys that are like $400 jerseys, but we get them for like $40. So let me know what you need after the show. but I have Adrian's jersey. Every now and again, I'll throw it on with some purple panties, and it'll be kind of cute. Anyway, this is terrible news. Aside from my panties, his two-year-old son... was attacked.
Oh no.
By the baby mama's boyfriend, and he killed him. He died.
No.
His 2-year old died.
Today? Is this happening
just
today?
Just now, yeah. Just right now.
Man.
Adrian Peterson's son dies from injuries at 3:00 this afternoon, 3:30.
Baby mama boyfriend.
Yeah, his 2-year old son has died. Cops have confirmed. He was severely beaten by 27-year-old Joseph Patterson, who is the man dating the mother of the NFL star's child.
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
That should be like death penalty right there. Like immediate.
He's been arrested, which is great news. Sources tell TMZ Adrian was informed about the situation right before the news went public. Mm. Wow. That's pretty deep.
That's heavy.
But they did get Patterson, the guy that killed Peterson's child, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, it looks like. So anyway, he's in trouble and going to probably get the death penalty.
Now, what about baby mama? Does it say anything about her? Was she there? Was she involved? Mm-mm.
It doesn't say anything about her. It just says the guy was arrested in Sioux Falls for assault and battery of an infant and is now almost certain charged with murder.
Dang.
So, good morning, Captain Ringdown.
Yeah.
In other news, Kobe Bryant, Chinese basketball is superior to the NBA, he says. They let you play over there. This is Kobe talking.
Is he not over there though?
I don't know. He and Dennis Rodman they've got some Chinese envy is what they've got. They've got some feng shui is what they've got.
Well, I think they just like being the tallest person in the room.
In the world.
Country. In the country, I mean.
I mean, in the whole country, for sure.
You heard the news that Dennis Rodman won the Pulitzer Prize for the piece? Which is not true.
It's not true. But
everybody had it all over Facebook.
It was
today.
All over the... Yeah, it was everywhere. And what were they even... It was a Peace Prize, and just because he went to the basketball game.
Yeah,
because
he went to Korea and
I went to the basketball game with
some young guy, whatever that guy's
Kim Jong. Yeah,
Kim Jong.
We can't sound stupid. We're gonna have to edit all this out.
Kim. Well, I just say the
North Korean president.
Yeah, that guy.
Let's edit out his name, because if we sound that stupid, we're not allowed to be on the radio.
Kim Young Guy.
Yeah. Edit. Okay. And then I'm trying to think about what else is going on. NFL star Brandon Marshall is selling his illegal green shoes.
illegal?
Yeah, I guess he's not allowed to wear those shoes.
What's wrong with them?
They're illegal.
What? Are the spikes too long?
Let me see. They violate the league's uniform policy, but he was wearing them in honor of Mental Illness Awareness Week.
Oh, great.
So the NFL said he should be fined.
But not because of...
But look, so he's going to get fined, but now he's going to sell the shoes so he can pay the fine.
But it was for a good cause.
It was, and it just... He disobeyed the NFL. They said no. And no means no, Mudflap.
All men need to know that.
No means no.
No means no. Stop.
Stop.
No.
No.
Is it?
Don't.
Wasn't there a whole class about...
No means no.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
No.
And then I don't know if you've heard about this, the vagina raspberry.
No, but it sounds something I would be interested in.
Okay, well, why don't we go there?
Is it a new dessert?
It might be at the sushi place we're going to later. Joy Sushi. Chrissy Teigen is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Okay.
She's hot. Brooklyn Decker, you know her of swimsuit model fame.
Right.
And maybe a little acting gig on the side she did on an Adam Sandler movie.
I sort of remember
her. Here comes my pop culture.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston was in
before
it.
Before she was it's replaced Go by with Kate it. Upton.
Right.
Yes.
Because Kate Upton is now the...
The new.
The one. Okay. Well, there's video of Chrissy Teigen giving Brooklyn Decker a vagina raspberry, which a raspberry is when you go like this on your little kid's belly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she was doing that.
To her friend's gina?
Yeah. To the vagine.
Is there a video of it?
Yeah, and Brooklyn Decker. It says, Chrissy Teigen introduces the vagina raspberry. You're welcome, Brooklyn Decker.
I think it's something that should catch on more and more.
I think I'd probably be okay with trying it.
I think it should be like at all the clubs. It should happen at all the clubs now.
There's a new vagina raspberry room. Or drink. Whichever.
You have the drink, and it encourages you.
It encourages you.
It has.
Okay.
All right. I'm all right with that. I don't know if we could talk about it on Facebook.
Oh, on Facebook. No.
See, now you see why I was shocked when you brought up the Christian radio station.
Yes. There are many opportunities for me, though, down in Colorado Springs, so that'll be exciting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll get on TV down there. I'm hot enough to be on TV in the Springs.
Why'd you narrow it to the Springs? What's wrong with Denver?
Am I hot enough for Denver?
Sure.
I've seen...
It's TV news.
And I can read. But I'm just saying
that's
that
the important part.
It's one of those things that it's kind
of
like I'm hot for radio. But I feel like I would be less hot for TV. Yeah, but if I went to the Springs, I would be maybe extra hot for radio. But I'd be okay for TV. And if I went to Pueblo,
you'd be oh my god,
girl, please. I would own
that
town.
Do they have TV in Pueblo, Colorado? I mean, I know they actually have. That's a stupid question. I know they have TV, but do they have like their own stations?
It's like Market 286 or
something.
That's
what I'd be thinking. I'm always surprised when I go to a town and they have
a local live and local.
Yeah.
They pay more than Denver does, probably.
You think so?
Down there.
Just because you have to live here, we'll pay. Look, if you want to, we can't get anybody here, so we're going to have to pay you.
Yeah. Either that or they have money down there because they don't, I don't know, it's so small. I think that they have like one radio station that owns the TV stations and all the radio stations, like a cluster that they own everything. And they just pay their people really well. No one ever leaves.
Until they go to Trinidad.
And get a sex change?
Get a sex change, a disguise, and sneak out of town.
Then they go to Facebook, the Christians. Then they change it all up. Full circle, people. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Kris Jenner divorce?
The breakup? I was shocked. No, I wasn't. I'm really surprised this lasted this long. Especially after the Kardashians got so... weird.
Well, you know, I know them from back in the day when they were very small children.
Uh-huh.
Do you know this?
No.
My grandma, God rest her soul, and their grandma, Mary Lou, were best friends. for years.
I did not know.
Yes. So I know them from when they were little.
Tiny children.
Yeah. They used to go ski in Aspen and yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, then she fucked Ray J on tape and got famous.
Yeah. Oh,
grandma wasn't happy about that.
Do they have you, as your grandma and this grandma discussed this?
No, my grandma is no longer around.
Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
I don't know. It's okay. I don't think they have. I'm sure that grandma Mary Lou has said, or Mary Lou. I don't. Well, no, Mary Jo.
I did.
She owns a Darling store. You know, they own those little Dash, and Chris owns a children's clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jo also owns a children's clothing store. So my grandma would go shop for my kids. And so, yeah.
What a small little freaky
world. It's a little 2 degree of separation with the Kardashian fan.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing with Heidi Montag. Heidi's sister,
her sister was your
intern at the radio station.
Holly.
And you're like, what a small world.
Well, Holly went on to go to L.A. after she left our internship, and she went on the Hills. She became a huge drunk. I'm sorry, Holly. You know I love you, Halls. Halls balls.
Did she really?
I think they needed a good role for her,
so
and
they made
pushed
her party girl.
They pushed her really hard into the party role. But she's older than Heidi. So she was always kind of a voice of reason. But what's funny, every time we got a new intern, I said, by the way, my old intern was Holly Montag, so you need to live up to
gotta live up to this.
Those standards.
Now, Heidi, last time I was in working in Vegas.
She was there for Spencer's birthday.
Well, she was there at...
Crazy Horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was appearing. The big billboard said appearing. Her and the other chick from 16 and Pregnant on MTV, Abraham...
Farrah.
Whatever.
Farrah Abraham.
Yeah, they were both at
Crazy Horse.
Uh-huh. Is that what their careers have come to?
It has.
They don't actually dance, do they?
Nope. Heidi jumped out of a cake for Spencer's birthday. I know that. Like Marilyn Monroe style. Wasn't very hot. She has had a lot of work done by a doctor who died. So what would happen?
He was texting and drove off a cliff.
No, Frank Ryan, it's just a terrible story. That's it. What would you do if your plastic surgeon who did all that work on you died?
Well, there goes your guarantee.
Well, it's like Dr. Squire's 303-321-3210.
What's Dr. Squire's number again?
303-321-3210. God forbid anything ever happened to Dr. Squire. I mean, I would never want to go to anyone else. And I'm thinking she had like 12 hours of plastic surgery or something crazy at once.
Didn't you do like
a complete overhaul? Yeah, like head to toe. Like I don't even think her pinky finger is the same finger. She's completely overhauled. Yeah, and he died. So she was there. And then Farrah is the one from the Teen Mom. Now she's weird. There's a lot going on there, and I watch Teen Mom. I can't, for some reason, I think it's because I just turned 41, can't get into Teen Mom 3. I just can't do it. And I mean, I wait for these shows.
Are you past the expiration date for MTV teen shows?
Not teen shows, but Teen Mom 3, I can't get it. I don't know why. I'm not on to 16 and Pregnant. I'm not on to Teen Mom 3. I can't do it. It's just... I won't go there. Catfish, I'll do that one. I love me some Catfish. Now,
I've never seen that show.
Speaking of... caught someone catfishing me on my Facebook, and I put him on blast. Look, if we can look it up. Well, you can look it up on my Facebook. Friend me and
who did
I'll
it?
Show you. A guy took a picture, stole a picture of a hot guy. I'm going to show you right now. And he friended me, and you know how you and I are. We're in the radio industry, so.
You're like, you take everybody.
We accept anybody who sends us friend requests, unless it looks suspicious, or I know you and I don't like you.
Or the profile picture looks like it was stolen from
a catalog. This one kind of looks like he is too good to be true. Let me get to my page here so you can see this, because you're going to go, holy shitballs. You did not put this kid on blast. I totally did. His name was Jace McLean. If you'll look at the picture that he put up of himself, it's kind of small because it's one of those thumbnails in the message.
Right. Very, very,
very
buff.
Handsome. Shirtless, Australian-looking, gorgeous, with water behind him.
Kind of, you know what he looks like from the small picture? It looks like the guy from Remington Steele, but on roids.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, that's sort of what it reminds me
okay.
of.
Okay, well, in a bigger shot of him, which I can't access anymore because I dumped him. Anyway, he says this. Hello, Tracy, how are you? And I said, fine, thanks. You have a very fake-looking profile. This is in my inbox yesterday. He said, LOL, you don't like it. You want to see the real me? And I said, why fake? He said, when I created my account, I didn't have a pic, so I just used that one and never changed it. I can send you a pic to see the real me. I said, that's the dumbest thing I've heard all week, and it's only Wednesday. So this must have happened to you a couple of days ago. I said, now you can change it. Don't do that to people or yourself. And he says, he put up the picture of himself. He showed it to me, and I actually must have taken it down.
Was it bad? Was the picture of him?
It was, yeah. It was a kid in a ball cap. He had nothing. But I said, now you can change it. Don't do that to people or yourself. He said, what did you think? I'm just very self-conscious. And I said, I'm married, so I don't think. But
don't
change
think.
It. So I said, that's so not right. And don't be self-conscious, because no one will ever be attracted to your inauthenticity. And he said, but it just seemed like the good-looking men get all the ladies. And I go,
and they do.
Seriously? I said, I'll delete you if you don't change it. I don't do fake people. And he goes, what about you take a pic of you right now also? I said, why would I do that? There are tons of my pictures posted. I don't know, because I did it. To be fair, this is me. And this conversation is beneath one I would ever even engage in. Fair, you're the one who's putting up fake pics.
Yeah, you've already got your pic.
And he writes, sorry. So I screenshot each one of these inbox messages, and I upload them into Facebook, into the photos, and I put them as catfishing. You just got busted, Jace McLean. And I put his name on there. I said, change yourself. Because you can't do that to people. That's the premise behind catfishing, is putting up a picture that's not you.
And that's what the whole show is about?
Yes, and what happens is they find out that these people are not who's behind the mic, who's behind the picture, who's behind the phone, and it's all, they can never Skype because they have a bad connection. Bullshit. Everyone can Skype. We could FaceTime now. I could FaceTime some guy in Canada if I want to. I can do whatever I want. I mean, you can get on Skype wherever you are.
I'm always surprised by people that have, like, kitty pictures as their profile picture.
Right.
Or just some type of icon as
their
profile.
Well, then, it's like you're clearly not attractive.
Yeah, but they can't be but as that's ugly not, as they think they are.
No, and I think that people should give themselves more credit, okay? So just give yourself more credit. Put up yourself. Be proud of who you are, because I'm not going to like you if you're not authentic. Even though I'm as fake as Barbie looking, I don't do fake.
Yeah, right. And I know what you're saying, because a lot of times when you go through and you kind of check out people before you accept their stuff sometimes. Just take a look.
If it looks funky, sure.
And so you'd be like, oh, you have a candle as your profile picture, and then your background picture is a bunch of kittens, and then your actual other picture is you from 25 years ago.
There's only 10 friends or so. You know, it's like I look a little bit sometimes, I'll see, but sometimes I'll let those requests just bank up, and there'll be like 100 of them, and I'll just go accept. But yeah, that's the premise. Is this one guy, Neve, who does the Catfish TV show, had made a movie a couple of years ago, and he had fallen in love with this girl, Angela.
It's supposed to be a good movie, I heard.
It's an amazing movie. Yeah. I've seen it. It's on all the time on MTV. Look it up. It's a great movie, and he finds out that she is this mother of two or three. One is definitely handicapped. Her husband is, like, handicapped. And she's quilting and lives in, like, a barn on train tracks like Honey Boo Boo. I mean, it was just devastation. And she was stealing pictures from this girl. And, you know, there's things now that you can do photo imaging, where you can check photos online and run it through, and it'll pull up every picture.
Oh, I haven't. No, how do you do this?
There's a way on Google, I think, that you can do it.
So it's like an imaging thing,
image
and then
search,
like a fingerprint, and
yep, and it'll pull up all those pages that person's on. and all those pictures, all the images. It's like, oh, okay, so you're talking to this guy for 2.5 years through Facebook, and you've seen these three pictures. Well, we just found this other profile of this cat, and there are 497 pictures.
Of this other person?
Yeah, of the guy who it really is, you know. But you've gotten, someone stole this dude's three pics, and you've been talking to him. Sometimes it's even their girlfriends. It's like if I broke, like, if I had a really bad breakup and I couldn't get over the guy, what if one of my girlfriends made a guy Facebook and started flirting with me and to get me out of my funk?
Right. Just pretend to be the hot guy of your dreams and knows what you, they already know what you like.
Right. So they say all the right things.
Down the right road.
And
then what happens when you fall in love with that?
They fall in love and they call these people on MTV, and the people on MTV go and they catch them.
But doesn't it seem like that would be really easy to fake now, that type of show?
What do you mean?
That you could just, okay, we're going to do this for the TV show. It's kind of like on Storage Wars, where they put something that they find.
This,
like,
is pretty heart-wrenching. I don't know. There's a lot. They're bombarded with email. I think that they have enough sense to weed out what's fake and what's real with what they're getting. Like, help me, I've been trying to meet this person, he lives 40 minutes away, and they're like, what the fuck, we're gonna go out there.
Okay, all right, I'm catching it now. It's sort of like cheaters in
so
a
they'll
way,
bring where, them together
go, let's go take the camera out there,
they take
and
the
we
camera,
will find this person,
we'll
for
find
you.
Him for you, yeah, we'll find him, because you're not getting any further than what you're asking for, and it's been 7 years, and you've been talking to them through.
Well, who was the sports guy that got catfished so bad? Wasn't there a football
player?
Or was that all a lie I got a girlfriend? No, you're gay.
It was, that was what was behind that lie. Let me look it up really quick while we're talking.
Because I remember that everybody was going, like, how can you go that long and not find out that this guy had been, like, a couple years of saying, no, it's my girlfriend.
Right.
And he was even saying, it's my girlfriend.
No, they were, like, they were engaged.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, catfish football player. Notre Dame. Oh, Manateo?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Manti Teo.
Man panties.
I don't know. That's who he is. Yeah, back in January. MANTITE apostrophe O. Tell me about that. I don't even know. Anyway, yeah, he was catfished.
Catfished bad.
Mm-hmm. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the Jenner thing, I have to go back to that really quick with the Jenners. Uh-huh. They're not getting a divorce.
They're not?
Nope.
They're just separating?
Yeah. They won't get divorced. They probably will never.
For money purposes? Yeah. Or
it's too much. It's just too... What a hassle. But I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and recently in this last season, she moved him into a Malibu Ken Bruce beach house.
Like, here's your own little place. And
chill for the summer.
Go over there.
Yeah.
Take your little toy planes.
Right.
That was something I was surprised, too. That
I know.
He was into building model planes.
Well, he was into anything that she wasn't into, and she was into anything that he wasn't into, and the kids and his kids and her and the whole thing, but his kids live in Malibu, and one of them, Brody, used to be on the Hills.
Uh-huh.
Look at that full
but
circle.
But his kids, I read, are very happy about this split.
Oh, I'm sure they're thrilled. Because she's like wicked, she's like step monster. up until like now, she was the step monster.
How did her show die so quickly? Her own chat show.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Did we get it here in Denver?
I don't even know. I just know that they announced that she was getting it.
Right.
And then I read that it was
and
on
Kanye
the air.
Was Kanye,
Kanye
was, on
was
it?
Like one of the first guests. Mm-hmm. And then boom, canceled. And I thought, how does that happen? Aren't the Kardashians and her supposed to be just the hottest thing going in the world right
now? Well, I don't know what. I have no idea because I didn't watch the show. And I've been trying to find Bethany. Did we get Bethany?
I don't think we get that. But I don't pay much attention to the daytime stuff.
It's not
on. Because
I was
surprised that we got like Steve Harvey one day.
Yeah, I think Bethany was on once. I was up at 4 a.m. and it was on like Channel 5.
They put those syndicated shows sometimes, just the weirdest.
So stupid. I'm not going to get up and watch that.
Well, that's what DVRs are for now.
You know,
you just it doesn't matter what time show. I really do think in this day and age, it doesn't matter what time shows
on. It didn't for me for the last 8 months, I have not had TiVo. I've had on demand, but I've had no DVR or TiVo. Funny, I'm still paying for it. That's pissing me off now that I think about it.
It's funny that you still call it TiVo.
I have a TiVo box.
Oh, you have an actual TiVo.
Yeah, mine's a TiVo. So, and I pay TiVo $12 a month.
I thought they went out of business.
No,
I thought once DVR, like all the, everybody.
No, I have TiVo. And I don't use it because when we moved back, we didn't move into our home right away until June or whatever. Anyway, we never hooked it back up. I actually asked Todd yesterday to hook that up.
Did TiVo learn your viewing habits?
Yes, but I did turn off that option. Like, don't you tell me what I'm going to watch, you bitch. Don't tape my stuff, because what happens is TiVo wants to tell you what you want to watch, and then it tapes, and then it deletes the shows that you actually
do like
want to watch, because it runs out of room.
Well, one of the things that I think my relationship with the girlfriend,
yes.
She is my TiVo.
Right.
She is now telling me
right.
what I like and I should watch.
Yeah,
and I'm being okay with that now. Like, she got me hooked on, I even hate to say this, on Remasculate, Pretty Little Liars. Did you ever watch this show?
I don't watch that, no. I do have a couple gays that watch, and they say that I should watch it. And
A couple of what?
A couple gays.
See? That's what I was making fun of this on the show the other day, that no straight man knows Pretty Little Liars. I'm one of the few guys, because I even did in the club. Like, let me raise your hand.
Right. Well, unless you have teenage children.
Two people can keep a secret when one of them is dead. Who knows where that comes from? Like, nobody.
No.
No man.
No.
Like, please,
I hear
one
it's
guy.
Great. I hear Gossip Girl's great as well from my gays.
Used to like Gossip Girl.
I don't know it.
It's done. It's canceled.
I don't even know it. I heard that I should watch the whole thing on Netflix, but I don't want to.
You should start. That's the great thing about Netflix. Here's another deal about Netflix. Once you start watching something on Netflix,
you can't stop.
And then one day, it's over. It's like they just pulled the needle out of your arm.
Wait, it is. You know what? It totally is. It's the worst feeling in the entire world.
I just did it with Hell on Wheels, a Western on I can't remember what station it's. Oh, AMC.
Oh yeah,
Hell on Wheels, a Western.
Yeah,
and I never seen it before. My sister loved it. Said you got to check it out. So I did, and I started watching, and within 3 days, because I'm out on the road in a hotel, boom, it's over, and I'm like. What?
Because you've marathoned your ass. That's why. You marathon it. And like, I watched that, Orange is the New Black.
I haven't seen that yet. Heard it's great.
It's fantastic. If you have an extra 13 hours. Because you're not going to stop.
You can't stop.
And it's 13 episodes. And they're an hour each.
And then boom, the needle's out.
And then all of a sudden you're like, what am I supposed to do now? And I look at my, because I watch on the iPad mini. And my eyes are hurting. They're squinting. They hurt. Oh, my eyes hurt so bad. So then I'm like, but I got to find something else.
Something else to watch.
Got to put that needle back in. Netflix needle.
So I have now completed Hell on Wheels.
Okay.
And Longmire, which is another Western.
That's on A&E. I'm not into it. But that's a Western that's a modern day.
Modern day. And
correct.
I did the same exact, like, you know, because you keep hitting next.
Yes.
Next?
It lets
yes.
you keep. Of and course I'll go next. And I'm so tired, but I'll watch another one. I'm exhausted, but I can't stop.
Seriously, that's what I did the other night for the end of Hell on Wheels. I thought I'm going to watch one and I'm going to go to bed because Janet was already asleep, Miss Thang. And I watched 3 hours past the one I was going to watch.
I won't stop. I watch marathon TV like crazy. If I can find a marathon,
I'll watch
it.
Is that part of an addictive personality, or is that just...
Yeah, I'm addicted to TV. I'm totally addicted to TV. Have you watched The Glades?
No.
That's on A&E?
I don't know this one.
When that comes back on, start watching or get that on Netflix. Or you may be able to get it on demand this last season, but it's great. It's great. Janet would love it, but it's good. It's one of those kind of a CSI want type of thing, but the main character's he's kind of hot and he's snarky and funny and he's just got everybody figured out. It's good. It's really good.
I will definitely check it out. But one of the reasons I got into watching like Longmire and Hell on Wheels is because I am almost totally, completely over crime crime shows. If I just another police, another cop duo, another
Law and Order parking tickets.
Just, you know what I mean? Like every now, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is another new cop show. It's like,
yeah,
isn't there other storylines?
Brooklyn
you can
DA
write
went
about?
Away. I think what they do is they do the fake cop shows. This is based on a true story, but it's fiction.
Uh-huh.
And there's some that, like, CSI, regular CSI, bugs me because it's in Vegas, and uh-huh. I lived in Vegas, and I don't want to see that. I don't, like, it just bothers me. Like, I'm like, I know that. It just bugs me. So I hate watching that one. But then all the spinoff. And then, finally, they took the original Law & Order and just took it off.
Oh, they did, didn't they? I forgot about that. The original's gone.
Gone. But you still have Special Victims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we still have the other one?
No.
Criminal Intent?
You do on USA, but they're not current episodes.
Oh.
And you know what else I found is the Ion channel. Do you know that channel?
Yep. Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Yeah, that's my jam.
I never watched
Shamar Moore. Oh, my gosh.
Your husband might hear this.
Who gives a shit? I love Shamar Moore. He is so hot.
But he was so bad on the awards show the other night, the Emmys.
Did you see that?
Where
no,
he
I
was
watch.
Backstage doing the, I'm backstage with, and we'll be back, you know.
Oh, they had him
doing commentary?
That
thing. Yeah.
No.
He's a much better actor than he is a personality.
Oh, please, Derek, yes, baby girl. I love him.
Do you think he and the computer girl, what's her name, whatever?
Penelope Garcia.
Are they ever going to hook up on Criminal Minds?
No, she has a boyfriend.
She does?
Yeah, the other geek.
The long-haired guy?
No, there's a geek, another geek.
I haven't watched it in a while.
Yeah, there's a geek, another IT guy.
Well, what happened to their flirtiness? Was that?
Oh, they still flirt.
But was that strictly flirting, or was that like...
I think it was her probably hoping for something, and him, you know, getting what he needed from her as quickly as...
Just come on,
possible
come
because
on, sweetheart, baby, look that
you
up
say
for
that,
me.
Yeah, on, she's gonna be like, "Hey,
okay,
2 seconds. Here's your info."
Well, that's the other thing that bothers me about cop shows is that they can take a DNA sample and get it back within like 30 days.
Right, but Maury Povich can't get it. You know, Maury can get it back in a day.
Yeah, and then I hear like some of the places are in real life are like 90 days and longer.
Yeah, well, I think they can get DNA samples back on crime shows within the first 5 minutes that we're watching.
Yeah. Well, like, run this. They come back. We've got a hit.
What? Got fingerprints.
What?
What?
Got a hit.
I know. It's crazy. I know too much lingo, too.
My new show that I'm sort of hooked on, and I hate to say it because I'm just bad-mouthing cop shows, is Elementary.
I don't know this.
Elementary is the new Sherlock Holmes with Lucy Liu. And,
I don't like her.
I'm not a big Lucy Liu fan, but
I liked her on Ally McBeal, and anything else that she's ever done, I have not liked. She was good on Ally McBeal because she played a little bitch.
I don't really remember because
she was a bitch. She was like a little snot. Her name was Ling, and she would like smack people across the face if they said her name was Ling. She's like, it's a soft G. My name's Ling. Yeah, she was a bitch. I liked her then, but I don't like her now. So, but what happened to Under the Dome?
On the finale?
Well, I feel like I've watched all of them. And
you have, and it's all done. It's ready for the next season, but I can't figure out what the next season's going to
okay,
be.
Okay, then I'm done. Okay.
Because you don't think, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't either. I thought we were still watching. I've been
and
waiting.
I don't understand what possible storyline could continue on that.
Is that why we had to stop the show so we could figure out what the fuck to talk
about?
That's
what I'm thinking. I mean, you've already had the panic for the food. You've already had
the propane panic.
You had the violence in the streets. You've had
The looting.
You had the love story that sort of took place. And then
you found out that Max killed that girl, that lady's husband.
Uh-huh. So they know that, but she's okay with that.
Yeah, she's fine with it.
And then the city councilman, Big Jim or whatever his name is, kills the criminal woman.
Right, Max.
And her mom.
Kills Max and the mom, but the mom's cray.
So... I don't.
And who is she? And how did she get in?
Yeah, how?
What the fuck? How did they get in? And why am I cussing now about Under the Dome?
That's okay. But
No. But the Under the Dome now is making me curse.
The criminal woman, well, I can't remember her name. What was her name?
Maxine,
that ran the fighting?
Or Max.
Yeah. Like, she just was there the whole time, but now she just popped
she
into
never
the storyline.
How was she ever there? Because we watched every episode, and she was only on the last two to three.
Well, they just randomly bring people
But it
in
acted like she came in, she came in from the outside, it acted like.
Yeah. But is she coming through the tunnels of the cement factory?
Well, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm very angry now with Under the Dome. I don't know what's happening. Maybe I have to go back and rewatch.
Netflix, all the way through. Marathon. Needle in the arm.
Yank! Yeah, I should do something besides watch TV.
Well, now it's the time of year where you'll get the Charlie Brown Halloween special.
We watch Charlie Brown again with the TiVo year-round.
You do?
I've got kids, so yeah. Oh, absolutely. We watch, it's a Christmas Charlie Brown in July. Yeah, we watch Easter Charlie Brown at Christmas. We watch Thanksgiving and Easter.
It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Yeah, we'll watch that one. Yep.
I think my favorite holiday video might be Emmett Otter. Did you ever see Emmett Otter?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
It was a Jim Henson thing with the puppets and the Christmas thing, the otter.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
For whatever reason, I've always remembered that.
That's weird.
We're not a jug band. We're not birds. We're a jug band or something like that.
That's so weird. That's so random, Mudflap. Yeah, that was a good one.
Holiday specials.
Well, who doesn't love the Claymation? I'm a huge fan of Claymation. Why can't we bring back the Claymation?
Which shows?
Well, like Rudolph.
Oh, those.
Like, you know, the ones that were done like in Claymation. Or like Davy and Goliath. Remember that?
Burl Ives had that little thing, yeah.
Remember that show?
Go float up, Davy.
That was weird.
Davy done by the Christians.
It was, but it could be on Facebook.
New episodes every week.
What did you say that I was going to look up?
Emmett Otter. She's looking it up now.
Her fingers are
flying across her iPhone.
Oh, my God. His band's Christmas songs.
Emmett Otter's
jug band. Yeah.
Emmett Otter's jug band Christmas.
Yeah. January 1st, 1971.
Oh, my.
Never mind. Oh, the movie came out in 77, people. We're not that old.
Okay.
That was the Jim Henson one. 77.
Get it for your kids.
I was five. Christmas.
Were you?
Yeah.
77?
Yeah.
I was...
Not five.
Not five.
So, what's going on with you?
So not five. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Nothing. A mommy, I think. I've been a mom for a couple years.
Are you going as a slutty mom?
No, because unless I've had to dress up, which being in radio for, 16, 18 years, whatever, having to dress up, I've always had to dress up and be at a bar somewhere dressed. So the last time I was dressed as, you and I were talking about the bumblebee costumes, mm-hmm. That I was a bumblebee one year, a real slutty bumblebee. I was a cute bumblebee.
At the Grizzly Rose.
I was a lot. I was a hot nurse at the Grizzly Rose.
Mm-hmm. And you did, didn't you do a... Did you do a pirate wench one year?
No, that wasn't me.
Somebody from KYGO did I remember it was a pirate.
I don't think I did a pirate thing. But I did do quite a number of costumes there, like lots of naughty ones.
Everything's naughty.
Everything was naughty.
But do you think Halloween's become more for the adult than it even has for the kids these days?
Well, except for the candy. Kids want the candy. But the costumes. Jack wants to be Macklemore. Who is that guy who sings a bunch of rap songs? And I looked him up, and I'm like, I can't make this costume. Last year, he was Red Foo from LMFAO. I'm sexy, and I know
he dressed up like that?
Yeah, we were, I'll show you. He was so cute. We were at in Las Vegas, and he said, I want to be Red Foo. And I'm like, how can I make this happen? I can make this happen. So I went to Walmart, and I went to the girls' section, and I found...
Spandex.
I found some zebra jammy bottoms in a size 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the boys section and I found a lime green Kool-Aid shirt. And I cut the sleeves out because Red Foo has his sleeves
way
cut all the way. Yeah, yeah, cut all the way out.
Even more than Larry the Cable got cut out.
Yeah, they were cut out. So I don't know if I can show you this. It's the cutest thing you'll ever see in your life.
Does he have a wig?
The thing is that I had the wig, and yeah, he has a wig. So he had this huge afro. Do you see my arms?
Uh-huh.
The afro is this big, and I'm not even kidding for 1 second. It was huge. It was awesome. And this kid pulled off Red Fu, and then I took sunglasses and I popped the lenses out. He pulled off Red Fu better than Red Fu.
Kung Fu Red Fu.
Yeah, he was good. He looked good. I'll find it right now and I'll show you.
Well, I'm just proud of you that you made a costume.
Oh, I make costumes all the time. You should see my kids. They were.
I get so annoyed at the people that go to the Disney store and pay $100 and no, you're Ariel. Instead of just making stuff around
the
house.
Well, it just depends if you can make stuff around the house. Sometimes you can. That's Red Fu.
Oh, my.
Doesn't he look like Red Fu?
Nice job. Yeah.
I was amazing. And can I show you who I was last year? Eric Church, bitches.
Oh, hat and sunglasses. Look at you.
I did a split screen of myself and Eric Church.
But you didn't dye your hair.
No, my hair was blonde at that time. But Eric, well, and I didn't have a beard that day either. I do now. I'm kidding. When I saw Eric, I was like, look what I did. I was like, I was you for Halloween. He's like, you were good. Look at me. But didn't he look like Red Fu?
He does a good job there. Uh-huh.
I mean, and those are girl jammy bottoms.
Well, what made him decide that's what he wanted to be?
Well, he loved that song, and he would do wiggle, 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 yeah, wiggle, 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 wiggle. So, oh, and he has the chain, and it had a dollar bill or a dollar sign
on it.
Mm-hmm. on the gold chain.
Bling is very important.
Well, I had to bling him out, and I had to do the sunglasses, and that wig, I don't know why I'd gotten it, but I'd gotten it in Vegas, and it just was one of these things that came together, and it was so funny, because if
you don't know why you had that wig, it couldn't have been something to do with role playing.
So once I was Diana Ross, fuck off.
Honey, why don't you go put on your Diana Ross wig, and we'll be supremes tonight.
Yeah, why don't you go put on your Snoop Dogg wig, and you can play Snoop. Your Snoop wig and your strap on.
Oh, my.
No, I didn't. We were just talking about Red Fu. Anyway.
You didn't ever make husband dress up as something weird, have you?
Hell no, except for when you speak of Halloween. The last time Huz and I dressed up together, if you will, for Halloween, I made him be Popeye, which is funny because he's huge. But the costume, because I was olive oil, and the costumes came, and it comes with this big
tattooed
muscle sleeve.
Uh-huh. He already has those.
Right.
He has
his arms are better than Popeye's arms. But the sleeve only had one little anchor on it. And Todd's got full
sleeves, already sleeved.
Right? So he was kind of pissed having to cover that up. But he made a good Popeye. And I had to put on a brown wig and be olive oil. And so I wore there was two olive oil options, which is funny, because one's appropriate to wear and uh-huh. one's completely not. So, of course, I chose the one that's like spandex and, you know, is one piece and really short, and put Ugg boots on with it because I figured she wore mountain boots, right?
I don't really remember.
Think about olive oil's shoes, because that was my biggest dilemma. Well, I had the bun.
Mm-hmm.
She has the bun in the back like that. But that was my biggest dilemma when I got the costume was, what the fuck? What shoes am I going to wear? Because I always wear heels with everything.
Nasty heels.
I can't wear heels with this. This is fucking olive oil. So I need to have like some, I mean, not even Birkenstocks would have worked. So I found my Ugg boots and I put they're knee high and I put them on and they looked great. I looked just like her.
Well, let me ask the question.
Yeah.
What made you think of olive oil and Popeye? That is so retro.
To do something couple-y, I feel like. I was doing it at Coyote Ugly for one of the other stations you and I have been fired from. Yeah, and there was a year or two where I was a Dirty Martini. Do you remember that costume, the Dirty Martini? The silver glass.
Oh, yes.
It was like and it had the pimento olives on the boobies.
Right.
Yeah, that was a hot, that was a
do
hot
do you still have
mess.
That?
I do, and it had like a hoop skirt. Yeah, I've got that one. And I think Huz wanted to accompany me to said event for Halloween, is my guess. And so I think I was like, fine, then you have to dress up with me. And that's the only thing that I could find that I was interested in. I'm not going to be a plug in a socket or whatever. Like,
right. Yeah, I always think it's odd at Halloween time how these Halloween costume stores just appear. They randomly appear.
Well, they appear in those
empty buildings.
Yeah,
it's empty buildings. They're like hermit crabs. They just find an empty, boop, we're in here now.
Yeah, you should have seen Vegas. They would pop up. It was like Halloween pop-ups. Everywhere you go, every street you drive down, it's like, Halloween. I'm like, where the fuck? This was not a Halloween store.
There's a Halloween store down in Colorado Springs that I don't think if they don't sell a costume, it comes back again, like every year. Because there was some costumes like, this is so like 1978.
Yeah.
And still in a package.
Right.
You know, like,
this is so old.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, the Popeye one, I think I ordered online. I mean, I do a lot of online stuff like that if I'm going to, because I want to be unique. So they're not going to have anything unique at the costume store. So I usually will try online first.
Well, that's why you're supposed to create those things at home. You're
well, that's why I made him red food.
That's why you look, just look around the room and go, what I could go as a guitar amplifier.
Yeah.
No one's doing that. I mean, just.
Do you remember the gal who at the Grizzly Rose came as a Barbie in a box?
I do. That was one of the coolest.
That was one of the best costumes I've ever
had. The plastic across the front.
She had the plastic on the front and she had handles in there. She was holding her box. Uh-oh. She was holding her box. So am I a 12-year-old boy? What just happened right there? Oh, my God.
Well, you made us
we
laugh
talk at, about farts or boxes or what?
Vagina raspberries and now
vagina
you're
raspberries.
Holding your own box.
Hold your box with your vagina raspberry, everybody. A lot going on this show.
Too much.
I know.
Too much.
We should probably say goodbye.
Probably. We're almost, we are at 56 minutes.
So we're at an hour?
We're almost at an hour.
I knew it.
You got to get home.
Are we going to eat sushi? Anyway, huh? Oh, no way. I'd never, no.
What?
No. I'm not making anything for anybody.
Yeah, I don't, I thought you were, I thought you become domesticated. I cook
I'm
for
not
the
blurred lines, motherfucker. No. I'm an animal. Don't try to domesticate me.
Does Todd do all the cooking? Hubby does?
It's an interesting relationship, but I'm not there to cook a lot, and I don't eat a lot, so.
If you want to eat, food's over there.
Yeah, he'll cook for himself. He's hungry.
Nice.
If you're hungry, cook for yourself.
Well, Tracy, thanks for coming doing the show again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have to do it again. You can give us some more upbeat TMZ news.
Oh, my gosh, Adrian Peterson rip.
Oh my God.
I have to rip his son on Facebook now.
Go do that.
Now, see, that's my next question. Before we say goodbye, okay. When is it appropriate to rip on Facebook? Because I can't stand when people rip everyone. Like, it's going to be like, rip... I don't know. They would have to be really close to me or famous. Somebody that, like if John Bon Jovi died, like, uh-huh. I will probably shut down. Or if Lionel Richie dies, you can expect my page to be Lionel.
Just a black tape over your page.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to put all my profile picture will be Lionel. But, like, sometimes some people die, and I'm like, I don't know if I should put rest in, you know, rip on Facebook for this one.
Oh, I'm always a believer in it's never too soon. If there's a joke that you think
okay.
that goes with it,
then it's not too soon.
Because people always do.
Because that was kind of my thing. Soon. Too soon.
Wasn't it too soon? No.
Yeah.
Was it funny? That it's not too soon.
Okay.
You know, because it used to be.
Well, I mean, this one's not funny.
Years ago, I had sort of the reputation of if somebody dies, there's a joke, and people would actually like call me and say, "What is it?" Like, oh, we just heard Colonel Sanders died. What's the joke?
Right.
Kick the bucket.
Oh.
Boom, I knew you were going to say, you know. So
that's good.
There was one of those. I just sort
yeah,
of the
that's what I mean.
Like
Colonel
somebody
Sanders.
Died, what's your joke?
If there's a joke attached to it, then rip is almost a necessity.
And the last one I got was when Whitney Houston died.
See, that
one
I couldn't.
A friend texts me and goes, what's the joke? I go, Houston, we have a problem.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and that was like immediately it. So
that's funny. Yeah, I didn't. Maybe I did Whitney Houston. I don't know. I'm very choosy on who I rip. I don't know what that's about.
I'll be looking for it. And people should be looking at Tracy Taylor's Facebook page to find out
it's fun.
Who she's going to be ripping.
Who I'll rip.
And it's not Facebook. It's Facebook.
It could have been Facebook.
Basically, Tracy's page is in your Facebook.
That's right.
In your Facebook.
In your Facebook.
All right, we're going to run.
Thanks. See ya.
We'll do it again. See ya.
See ya.